This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our recent studies, we've considered how Jesus lived his life with a keen awareness about how to use his time wisely. We also began to consider what he said about our sense of time and our use of time. It's clear he would remind us that it is time to work for God. He said in John 9:4, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." To start with, there is opportunity everywhere. The time for doing what God has called us to do individually and together, however, is ebbing away. Only God knows when the time of opportunity will end. If we're going to do what God has called us to do, we'd better do it now. If we put it off, we might find our opportunity will have ended. Jesus, the light of the world, has promised that he would not leave us or forsake us. He would be with us through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, whom all who believe in Jesus receive. In all humility, then, let us walk in the light. That is, let us order our lives so that the light of Jesus' presence might shine through us into this dark and disillusioned world. We are to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify God because of what they see him doing in and through us. These good works are those characterized by tangibly helping meet the needs of those hurting around us. So let us remember, Jesus taught us that it is time to worship, to work, and to walk in a way that would honor and glorify him and further his kingdom. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.